Now, in the sunstrains, why should the air be the lung, you understand, and the water line be in the digestive system? So it has nothing to do with their internal function. It just has to do with that where the energy happens to pass through from that particular flow. Now, in the little finger, we have the arch, and that has to do with the actual joint. Because when you hold a foot, you know they have joints. So, all right. The joint is here. Now, when you hold it a big hand, you know that what happens? You don't have much pressure using the finger to squeeze a joint. But take away this finger and try.
Can't work it.
Little as it seems, and very insignificant, you don't have the closing pressure. And put the whole finger around, and just take that little finger, so hold around that joint, the little finger is what gives you the anchorage. Peculiar phenomenon. As the man says, we are in a rush, how come you twist my toe and release the pressure in my neck? Okay. The upper portion of the hand in this full wavelength. Alright. It's all the etheric waves.
All what?
Etheric waves.
Where's that? The upper joint?
The upper joint. Both of the lower hand and the upper joint. The first two, the first wave. All etheric waves. Now the second line of the right close to the where the fingers connect. That's the air wave. That's the wave of air. Now from the where the joint of the connect, where the finger connects to the palm. You go halfway, just like the, see where this line is? Yeah. Line, right. And hold it, is the fire wavelength. That's your fire wavelength.
To stem the heart line?
Huh? Right there. Right there.
What is that?
Strong line.
Cut that across like that. Not too far. This is ether. This is air. This is fire. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now. Ether, air, fire. Now we're coming to water. Water will be over here. That's the water.
Is that right below the sun?
Right where the sun comes in. And the last part where it cuts into the wrist is the heart, the anchorage. You're going to find this going to be very important in manipulating, of pressing, because you're going to find cupping, very strong cupping. That is when you find the joints, because you use your for cupping. You're going to use it for cupping. Not as for
pressing. You go like this and just fold right here.
Going to the cupping. But I've got a clear vision on my mind because it's going to be very important for movement and. Good.
your hands so you can get it to clear up your mind.
Upper portion there is your ether. Your ether. The second portion of the hand is your ear. This is your car. That's your water. And this is your throat. So you got it divided up.
What's your image for?
Energy goes out this way for the ether. Energy comes down this way for the ear. Energy goes out this way for the fire. Energy comes down this way for the water. Energy goes out this way. You see, it's not fake. What you're noticing is making light. Figure it for itself all the time. Keeps going back. Now, since you know movement, the areas of the hand, you're going to get hold of the foot. So you're going to be dealing with the same conditions of the foot. So let's say this is it. Move slowly. You will have the same condition here. Ether, air, fire, water, earth, in the foot. You got the idea? You got the same breakthrough. Now, since we're going to flex, we want to flex these toes in this direction. So that the tendon stands up. It doesn't stand up in the foot. So, in that way now you can flip the tendon. Flip the tendon. To try to work on it. Okay, let's take hold of a foot now and let's see if we can get established that cut. You see it there? Now, normally when you put it like that, down, when you put it like that down, it's flat. You can't see the tendon. Right? Okay. Now, since we are going to work on the ether, because that's where the energies are coming in to make the flow, you want to bend it. Do not push the tendon forward. As you bend it, now you notice the toe was already designed to push this way, to push the tendon. But you notice your tendons above. Now, when your foot is spiked, the tendons tend to pull the toe down. Now, when you relax it mechanically, just merely relaxing, you know that the tendons are pulling the toes back. So what is it doing underneath?
Okay.
It's stretching this one forward a bit, right? It's pushing this one out and pulling this. So all you do is get it there and play your guitar. Now dog has clean. Now dog has clean. And you feel around. Come all the way down to the heel and get it. Now this may seem very simple, but it will correct approximately 50% of the problem in the human body.
Just this one, Marina?
Right. This wrong main movement, right? Because it comes down through the air movement in zone number one. And then you flip it, it rides out through zone number. I'm sorry, it comes through zone number one, it rides down through the air. Zone number two, this is zone number two. It comes down to the zone number two. And then you flip it or resonate it, it rises, the gas rises out to zone number one. Just right out of here. Out.
Come down.
Right, so you come down and you twang it. That's it. Now, you'll notice that twang tends to release the pressure. If you let go, you'll notice the foot says, right?
Just hurt.
But that pressure is released. So by trying it now, you can actually feel that the tendon and work around it now. You can work around the tendon, you see. Now you're going to feel lumpy spots along the tendon, the side of the tendon, right? See like little hard spots there? Those little hard spots are shock patterns set up there over the years. And they are in the inner organ along the connective tissue. And the gas has built up there. Now you just have to learn to wiggle it. Wiggle it. Wiggle it. Now don't, this particular method is not so much pressure, it's a matter of feeling now. So,
okay, you don't have to hurt somebody.
Okay. In the early stages when you start, you massage to release them. But as you get into deep-seated conditions in the body, then this here is correcting. You'll find, if you flip this, where it's follow the resonance.
How about?
No, that's a different thing altogether. You are doing this. You're shaking it loose. That's right, you want to shake it loose. If you're lifting it, it's like you're lifting something and shaking it. That's the big difference because this is setting up percussion, bordering on your supersonic technique. So by rattling it,
the technique with this even.
This is called rattling.
Rattling.
W-R-A-C-K-L-I-N-G. You are rattling it. That's right. Just a little rattle. Or shake it.
What happens when it comes to sort of a crunchy point?
Well, when you get the crunchy spot, you just massage it. Like if you do like that. See, like you're rolling it. And you get that, and you get, so don't squeeze it. You want to apply no pressure to hurt it, because it doesn't do anything. All it will do is just isolate itself.
But you're trying to,
right. visualize it itself. You don't want to do that. All one is to rattle it, and then just massage it like this. And then ease off like this. There's where your earth sign come back, your palm. You see, you come back in. Using the back of the hand, down, that's what we call draining now. So it takes the exact shape. The shape is already designed to follow the contour and to produce this soothing effect. See? To produce that soothing effect.
Someone else.
Right. That's right. Now that is what you call breaking the magnetic pull between two magnets. That's right. So you're kind of wiping it away.
And
realize that you see, because this is where the earth movement is, towards the wrist. So the upper movement of the wrist. Now if you have two magnets stuck together and you want to pull them apart, don't you have to twist out? Well, this is the same technique as twisting it separated. So you can do the same thing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And separation is good.
That is demagnetization and causing the suction between the joints to let go,
yes.
And the gases now will flow through the connective tissue which was interrupted or blocked. Now you have what is called.
It would make it easier for the toes to pop.
Right, it makes it right.
Because then they
the toes can pop easy now.
After
you do this and set it apart like that, you'll find that the toes will pop easy. And you can pull them. See, they'll pop. Now they will not pop. Because they're locked with the suction. And this here will tend to break up free. See? Very simple, after you break pop naturally. You don't have to exert all that tremendous pressure after them. It'll pop, you see?
Good.
Once you get the technique, and this is more of working with the field,
and learning
to recognize the motion. That's why it's good to recognize the flow. Now, if your hands are set up in joints, and your foot is set up in joints, and where did I bring my model of the foot? Only way you get a picture of what is underneath the flesh, muscles, and nerves, is the bone. And that's how it fits in your body.
Every single piece moves in your body.
There's not one that they're all held together inside here by suction and the magnetic pull and the ligament alone, right? Everyone is supposed to move, and a healthy foot can come all the way back.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
This is just all here. See where your first part is?
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice with the toe, the big toe, when you have one, two joints.
Mm-hmm.
And the other toes have one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. This is only a tattoo. So you can't do that to a big toe. As much as you can do in the little toes. There's more flexion in the little toes than the big toes. But here you have this portion here. The work around. Now. When you got the foot, you're working like that, right? Mm-hmm. And you're gonna, the tendon runs down in here. So, according to this motion of it, let it come back to our lab. And at this point, to get it big, then it goes back. Now, you see how the cell before is moving now? You can see the big cell moving inside now. Now, you can grab hold of the big cell after you've told it a couple of times. And see? And there's the cell. I don't know if it's turning too fast or that, because then it's really not doing much. It must be, make sure you're holding it here.
Up, down, that's when the door drops on.
All right. So
yeah.
Hold it there and just turn.
Well,
I'm about
like
this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Quarter turn.
Yeah, that's
all. It's just that when you grab it, you separate the joint.
Yeah, well, I'm not pulling that so much, but I'm
just doing a little quarter twist.
Right, that's okay.
You got
it? So you can actually...
Hi, there.
Now, come down up and use your...
So you could spend hours on one person's foot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you've got one.
Because I have it hiding because you hurt me.
Okay. Now we find in the ankle. Ankles are very important because you settle and keep lots of fluid. You hold it now from here now. So you get above the ankle,
mm-hmm.
and you
rotate it. Could you hold it below if you're...
Yeah, below the ankle would be all right. But since you're doing it to yourself, it's better motion than this. We recommend not a person to do this.
Oh, yeah.
See the difference now in the ankle thing? And you're finding that if you... No, don't. That,
well,
you must know what you're doing. This is therapy, it's not massage. Because that person's neck is going to be affected if you constantly run and drink like that, he's not helping him.
Okay.
You want the thing to relax, to flow, and gradual, so that it'll go all the way back up to his neck. And your own neck you want to release, your own pressure in your neck. When you have a neck pressure from driving, you just slip off that shoe and take that hole from
it. Well, you can feel that where it's going to turn.
You have a little twist, a little like that, and back in both directions, and the pain in the neck will go away.
Yeah.
Because the whole gas released is gone. Mm-hmm.
Now, how were you doing it the first time, the first twist?
This way.
Yeah.
You see where my hand is?
Mm-hmm.
It's right up here.
Mm-hmm.
The impact point of the cup. This is what we call cupping. The metric cupping.
Fingers over the top.
Right, so it forms a good suction bond. And where you see where this is a right in here, like a bond.
Uh-huh.
So it's pulls. You know what you're working with. You got perfect movement now to go in. You see? I'm not forcing the foot, I'm letting the foot work for itself. By its own shape. That's it, let's get like that. See?
Weren't you twisting it different a while ago?
Yeah, I'm twisting it this way. But you're not working. See what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You see what I'm doing?
Oh, I think
we'll see what I'm doing.
He's working the toes.
Yeah.
Come around, watch and see what I'm doing.
Working the toes and
do it.
Yeah. So, am I doing it?
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, no.
I'm letting the foot do the work. It's not a matter of twisting it around. I'm not just, if you're twisting it around, it's this. This would be rigid.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now it's loosening up by itself, and all those joints are going to pop inside naturally because they are allowed to work for the first time in a normal movement.
Oh my God.
The only time you can get this kind of movement in your foot is if you climb up a tree. And we don't do tree climbing as much. Especially people who climb coconut trees. They get this kind of movement in their foot all the time. You see? And you find that here is what you see, this movement, see? You got it cut into the base of the thorn. See how natural it is.
Mm-hmm.
So look, and then when you make it a rotation movement, do the same down and up and rotate. Let me go around and see everybody on the right. Okay. But you're not moving this.
His foot's so heavy.
Good. Now you got it. You got it good. That's it. You got it good. Now, the gases that are locked up in there.
foot, and then you just put your leg
right.
foot out so it doesn't look like a right foot.
Yeah, that's right.
It snaps in
there. See, and we'll find how the cupping is so perfectly set. See, the bone is set to go against that part of the foot. See, cupping is the key to the movement. If you cup it right. So once you get the right cupping, then you are not working hard, and if you can work on somebody, if you got 10 people to work in one day, you would be very sad. I see 10 people come and go to my place.
I didn't shake.
Lean back with your hands.
Yes.
Once you have one stop, you know what you're looking for. Why do you practice
the
shaking like this? Yeah, right.
You haven't talked it already.
I'm going to say this thank you all.
Good. Now, this is from the
entire track
from the
pumping this
crashing up button. And a glass of distilled water. Two spoon of honey. And a teaspoon of apricot oil. We'll get that in the hunting store.
It's pretty
tall.
I've never seen it.
You can get the color of the apricot.
Passport.
Shake it up. Blend it up. Give it up good, no? Let it dissolve and shake it up good. And drink it.
It takes more time than eating much. Somebody
want to
drink something.
Actually, you can make it up before going to bed and told me to deliver it. And it seems to work the next time we show it up before we drink it.
And this is the whole breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
What is the
age of
kind of oil
for you? Well, it's 90 cents for oil. Mm-hmm. And it's a highly vitality vitamin B12 and
most
of the B complex today.
How much a day?
We should have an 8 ounce glass in the morning. And it's just a teaspoon of the oil of the ethical oil. That's the
really for cashew
nut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teaspoon of apricot oil.
Right.
With 8 ounces of distilled water. And teaspoon of honey.
Could you tell me the purpose of the distilled water?
It doesn't have minerals that will leave deposits in the body. Rainwater is very polluted, and well water is full of chlorides and different ionized gases. The water that comes up from the stuff is just flowing and flowing.
If you...
The distilled water is mineral-free, but it will take the minerals out of the peanut butter, the minerals out of the apricot oil, and other than honey fruit, and really give it to you now, so it will go right into your system and eat, and there is no sedimentation from it.
And then this bottled water that a lot of people are using,
it's
still polluted,
isn't it? Well, it's not the, it's got minerals in it. So the minerals
deposit. Well, what about this that I use, which is control mineral?
Control mineral is good.
They use artesian well, deep well, and which is probably not polluted, and control it with distill.
Well, that is good. If you can store this water for the future use in case of survival, I would store distilled water. And store alongside it a bucket full of apple cider vinegar and some honey. And when you're ready to use it, the water for drinking, 1 gallon of distilled water, you put 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 1 tablespoon of honey for your minerals back. The crystallized honey. So the crystallized honey has most of the minerals that you need in the body. And you dissolve the two with the water and drink that as drinking water.
Great.
for survival in the future, if we're going to run into a survival pattern, this is what I want to do there, the retreat of the spillers. The apple cider vinegar, the crystallized honey, and the distilled water, or drinking water. Any other kind of water is just bathed at our natural. But to drink in the future, in the survival pattern, that would be your best insurance against detrimental in the system.
We need to get it still, don't we?
All right.
Triple distiller.
Automatic. This is your department, and he's going to expect you to go start sponging around.
Okay.
And this sponge yogurt.
Yeah. I've got a good first morning
call. Okay.
For instance, spring water from the mountains.
And it's still carrying minerals. I mean, minerals may be alluvial, maybe zinc, it may be phosphorus.
Well, even if it's good minerals, it might be too heavy.
Right, it might be too heavy. It settles in the cone.
Oh, really? And, okay, there should... Would the atoms be going counterclockwise? Clockwise? The same as organic?
Yeah, but that's not a set of minerals. The purpose of it is that this is maybe too concentrated in the water and the sediment. So for future drinking, all you need is a phase of one sort of water for normal drinking, and you get enough liquids in a day to make up your quart. To get a good 3 or 4 glasses of water to your system, that will be of some benefit to you. This we have found to be the best way. To take that vinegar, apple cider vinegar, which is malic acid, then you get your A and your C, and then you get your honey, which is the crystallized honey, like sugar. That honey, you blend the two with the vinegar and the honey, and put it to a gallon of water, so the water is not brackish, but at the same time, the proportion of minerals are greater to that gallon of water that you need.
Do you know how
often
vinegar from the spring
apple
cider?
Do you just leave it safe? No, I just leave it for me. You just spray it and spill it. Just spray it out. Actually, apple juice is the pre-vinegar stage. Pure apple juice is the pre-vinegar stage, and you leave it to ferment. And then you spray it, and then the vinegar will come out. The vinegar is very sour, bitterish. And you strain it through a muslin cloth, and you get all the sedimentation out, and then you have pure apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar is good in the morning, your grape vinegar is good for the middle of the day, from the grape juice, and your pineapple vinegar is good for at night. See, every fruit within his own time cycle does make a vinegar. Like even potato makes vinegar. Banana skin makes vinegar.
Well,
the only problem with banana skin is freedom.
What?
Is freedom. You see, that is freedom, and they bring them in from Jamaica or those places.
Yeah, but if you got a pyramid,
won't
that nullify?
It would nullify.
I use pyramid.
What do you have in line for? Won't work.
From magnetic north. It's a degree and a half from that. If you take a circle, you draw a circle, and get your magnetic north established, then move the compass a degree and a half towards the right, and you have
what is called geophysical knot from the north pole. Yeah, well, it will always follow a degree and a half towards the right angle.
No, it won't.
Sure.
Navigation, you got both things, it's up to 8, 10 degrees. So
yeah, it long. Could be. You're
depends
right.
On where you, more than that, depends on where you are on the globe.
Yeah.
You call your airport. The airport will give you a compass correction.
Yeah.
Navigation system will give you correct.
Because of blind flying, they have to use it.
What are you asking for?
Asking for the position of true north, how many degrees off your compass it is. They'll give you plus or minus, or north and west, or east and west, you know, 20 degrees.
Yeah, where have you read that?
8 degrees here.
8 degrees?
It should be 8 degrees of Texas, that's what I'm thinking.
8 degrees.
There's another way.
From the true SM magnet.
You take it to the left. And exactly at 12 noon, or the point where you take a stick, you take
if
a shot of the shortest
the
length,
the
shadow. Information
on the pyramid, and I don't know what it means.
I think you put it in a pyramid.
I don't know what I mean.
Who thinks your pyramid? I want pyramid.
We'll go to
Kingdom. I'll tell you why.
I'm just got a bread box. I'm getting for another lady.
You just see the one you were. I made one for him. You see the waves coming off of it.
That's the one of the Chinese holy waves. He's got a pyramid for a hut.
Is that the trick? I've got one of those. I'm going to start weighing around now.
Is that the truth?
Face north when you wear it. Just run around town at 8 degrees.
Well, it's thing. I was going to say, why did it stand like a pyramid?
It's not like a pyramid.
What did you say?
Dunscap is
like a pyramid.
Which would make a dunscap like a pyramid.
Because they need that energy, don't they?
The magnetic north is in Hudson Bay. It's at the location.
If you sort of sail north of it, you're going to be showing going south instead of north.
Anyway, the thing is this. In the human brain, the person who has a high ratio of IQ in the roots of their hair, there is more copper and zinc. And the person with a lower IQ, they have found that there's very little copper and zinc in the roots of the hair. Now, if you raise the copper zinc ratio of the person's nutrition balance, their memory cells begin to fire properly and then begin to store data correctly. They don't have this wandering of the mind. They're able to center properly on the information.
The sources of copper zinc?
Well, sources of copper zinc are limited for mammal supply. You find it mostly in seafood, or kelp.
Are any of the tissue salts zinc and copper?
I think, Silesia should be zinc
the pyramid could be part of it.
I think that it should be one of the first Silesia and Silesia. I have to check it out because I think there is a copper and a zinc base in the tissue salt.
I've got that token about tissue salt.
Well, I've got it too.
I showed Margaret that pyramid we found. I looked at it closer, and the thing, I haven't measured exactly, but if it's off, it's not off by much. It's almost the exact dimensions. But even if it was off, it'll still have an effect. It just won't be as much. That's just the ideal ratio of the weight pyramid is.
What?
We've got a piece of
what's the ratio?
Base 100, sides 95%. X.
Is this in the following time? 95.
In other words, you've got your base is 100%.
100.
Size 95% of your base.
Yeah.
So if you've got a base that's 10 inches long, your height sides are 9.5 inches long. 20 inches long, sides can be 19 inches long. It's very simple. You can take ratio of anything.
These are the manufacturers of this.
Well, it's based on the principle of having alternate layers of metal and wood.
Would there be any fear of popping your kundalini sitting under a pyramid meditating?
How can you pop your kundalini?
Well, in other words, let all the energy out too quick.
You get sunburned in Northern. You get sick in pyramids.
It's just kundalini yoga. In other words, some people flip out from the energy coming out too fast.
You
said that by your brain,
Energy overcharge. I've got a very close, you know, Rick Matras, he knows this guy, and he met him personally, that he flipped out. And he got, practicing kundalini yoga, and he got up 2 or 3 o'clock every morning to meditate, and it was kundalini. He had a wife and kids and everything, and he flipped out or something or other, and I don't, last they found out he was out running around with some other chick, and had never come back to his wife and kids, apparently he forgot all about it, he said lost consciousness, this is possible.
The most that can happen is you can be unconscious for just a little while.
Well, it depends. I'm not sure how many layers, but the, I know
Rice is up. This is the book that's been written. God make it for a long time.
Yeah, the more layers, the more powerful.
Cover somebody.
What really was happening in Rick?
See, the principle is that
that was what was really happening in
the organic substance draws the metal,
but flex draws. What happened to the guy? Radio. I mean, he flips out somehow. He had a wife and kids, and he was, doing really fine, and he flipped out somehow, and he got run around. I guess he lost consciousness of his wife and kids, and something with that,
kept out of the
bed. And that was back in the 50s.
If you watch yourself fall asleep, you usually stay awake.
How do you watch yourself fall asleep?
Or eventually you just finally go unconscious. You can't.
Why?
Because you go unconscious.
Oh. Why she goes unconscious?
Your mind goes.
My mind.
Leaves you.
So you don't have a mind that one, do you?
I don't know. I don't claim anything. I'm just here.
What is 8 degrees left of true north?
Your body the cells turned on the volume of the biological magnetism that is pulling them in a state of charge, and it flows back up the spine to the brain. Now, in a normal human being, this flows very slow. So there is no alteration of consciousness, or there is no definite abnormality occurring in the body. So the person appears to be very normal when they fall asleep, and they will appear to be unconscious when they're sound asleep. That is accepted to be a normal sensory motor relaxation of the nerves. Now, people who are say they're practicing Kundalini, they don't know what the word Kundalini means. It means coiled up. Now, if the energy is coiled up in the cell, that means that the energy is compressed. Now, the normal volume is that same energy relaxing in a spring. And we pull a spring, what happens? It stretches gradually. But pull it hard, what happens?
It stretches out of shape.
No?
It'll pull your finger back.
Yeah.
The recoil. The recoil. It's a spring already.
Yeah.
If you pull it, you only can pull it so far and then it'll slow back. Pull it hard and what happens?
It'll snap back.
It snaps back. So when they say you awaken Kundalini, you get knocked out. You don't know what they're talking about. The normal relaxation of the energy in the cells, which puts you to sleep in the state of unconsciousness, is now raised to the state of acceleration, to put you in an unconscious state faster. That's all you did, and you did it by rattling the body. People who practice Kundalini exercise, what do? They shake their body, and this is what we call rattling, which you do in your foot. You do the same thing, and you pull. What did you do just now to get the foot to snap from the ankle?
Right.
And you rack it and suddenly it finds itself to release, and then you just do the jolt and the whole thing snaps. Now you find the same thing is happening in the spinal column from the individual who's rattling their sensory energy that allows them to fall asleep in a state of unconsciousness normally. For the first time he has rattled it by the breathing and by the motion of the spine. So rattle the thing, and it flips up to the brain and comes back down. So he suddenly flipped to the brain, he's unconscious too soon, he can't gain control because he doesn't expect it to knock him out. As much as you don't expect to fall asleep and watch yourself fall asleep. Right? You don't see yourself falling asleep. You don't know what moment you shut off when you try to fall asleep. You're tired, and all of a sudden you're trying to stay awake. Can you really stay awake and fall asleep? If you could go into that unconscious state and be aware, then you would see this before. Then you would understand that the energy is exactly what's happening inside when it's rattled too fast and allowed to fly up by recoil action to the brain to shut it down too quick. Now, it goes up too fast, therefore the centers of the entering glands, which you call the chakras, are bristled. They are bristled too fast, so they flare up. Now if it comes up normal, and a little faster than normal than the sleep state, which is called the trance state of meditation, it's allowed to come up naturally. That's why I said the glories of myself, the light goes on by itself. So it's allowed to rise up naturally from the kidney, then you are in control. It's just the same energy that is putting you to sleep now being forced to put you in a state of unconsciousness too fast. So if you understand what it is, then you understand that there is nothing to be afraid of. Just do not put yourself in a state of unconsciousness too fast. Don't rattle it.
Then Kundalini can't really hurt you?
Well, I just said it. What was I just saying?
Well, I mean, it couldn't hurt you to the point to where you'd flip out.
You go into an unconscious state too fast in which you wouldn't control it.
Yeah.
That's not hurting you. You don't have any control. The hurt is that you may, if you do it in the middle of the room and the car is there, then that's the hurt. As far as flipping out in the bedroom.
Yeah,
in the bedroom, that's it. Nothing is going to happen to you. You just went into an unconscious state too fast, that's all. It's not going to happen to the dangerous thing. You went in there without control. In other words, let them jump on a train or an automobile moving.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see those pictures where the cowboy or the man riding on the horse and then jump in the train and it gets in the road. You've got to time it. If you miss time, what happens?
He falls in
between the tracks.
He couldn't control it.
Couldn't control it. So the energy is traveling so fast up the spinal cord that the normal senses cannot keep pace with it, it cannot keep time with it. So it goes too fast, it goes too fast, it goes faster than we can recall, faster than we can relate.
I was always under the impression it was like putting a 12-volt bulb in a 110-volt outlet and you were short circuit. Too much energy, no?
No. This is the way they would like to describe it for the individual because he is not functioning after the energy hits the brain. The cerebrum too fast and shut it down. It goes up too fast.